Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Could being too spick and span hurt us? Possibly. Studies show kids raised with pets face lower allergy risks, while another showed Ethiopians infected with hookworms weren't as likely to have asthma.
Now studies are looking at a link between inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, and helmets, or parasitic worms. Today, most cases of IBD are in developed countries where few people have worms in their gut because of our sanitary food and water.
So, could the absence of helmets be a cause of IBD? Well, consider the old friends hypothesis, which suggests because helmets had infected humans for thousands of years, our immune system evolved to depend on them. Their presence taught the immune system not to overreact.
Without helmets, could the immune system become overactive, causing disorders such as ulcerative colitis, a type of IBD? Tufts University is researching this question and whether introducing helmets into the body is a cure.
Interestingly, a 35-year-old man with ulcerative colitis self-experimented after hearing about the research. His disease was severe. Instead of having his colon removed, he chose to ingest 1,500 whipworm eggs.
Amazingly, the symptoms went away. 3 years later, they returned, and a colonoscopy showed the worm count had fallen, so the man swallowed another 2,000 eggs. As far as we know, his symptoms are under control.
Researchers studying him found the worm infection led his body to produce more of a molecule called interleukin-22. This molecule stimulates the production of a protective mucus, which may form a barrier in the gut keeping out the harmful bacteria, but it's missing in ulcerative colitis patients. Yet it may have been restored by worms in the 35-year-old male.
Keep in mind, though, this is just one case. Infection with worms has its own complications. However, if studies prove this therapy works, the only thing patients will have to get over is living with worms.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.